Hello, Latarcia.
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the baby formula lawsuit. How are you doing today?
All right.
Great. And was anyone in the family affected by baby formula?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the baby formula lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm you not, have not signed any documents retaining an attorney regarding the baby
No.
formula lawsuit? Okay. And what was diagnosed after drinking baby formula?
NEC.
Okay. NEC?
Yeah.
Okay, and who sustained the injuries?
Excuse me.
And who was diagnosed with NEC?
My son.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Is he still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. And is he able to sign for himself or is he a minor?
I'm signing.
Pardon?
No, he can't sign for himself.
Okay. And is he a minor or do you have power of attorney over him?
Yes, he's a minor.
Okay, got it. And then let's see. And what type of injuries did he sustain after consuming the baby formula? Did he have
Okay, go ahead.
did he have ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions? Did he have intestinal perforation, scarring or strictures in the intestines, sepsis, cerebral palsy, neurological damage, or other serious or long-lasting injuries, or he sustained no injury?
He had well he got scarred because he had to have two sur he had to have three surgeries well two surgeries and intestinal issues.
Okay. Did he have holes in his intestines, intestinal perforation?
No.
Okay. So scarring or strictures in the intestines is what he had.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear that. And do you have any medical records showing proof of diagnosis or proof of injury?
Yes.
Okay. And what date was your son diagnosed?
What state?
What was the date that he was diagnosed with NEC?
10/28/6/2016.
10/28/2016.
Yes.
And was your son diagnosed with NEC prior to be get sorry, was your son diagnosed with NEC prior before being given the formula for a fire or
No.
after?
After.
Okay. And how long after being fed formula was your son diagnosed with NEC?
So how long after?
Yeah.
2 weeks. Approximately 2 weeks.
Okay, and where was he diagnosed with NEC?
At VCU Medical Center.
Okay, so he was diagnosed at the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was VCU
Yeah.
Medical Center, and is that in Richmond, Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay, and is that Virginia Commonwealth University Health?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And so after being fed formula, your son was diagnosed with NEC within 7 days or over 7 days?
Over 7 days.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and what brand of formula was your son fed? Was it?
Similac.
Okay, thank you. And what was your son's gestational age at birth?
Wait. How many we how
Yeah,
what
how
when you
many?
born?
Yeah.
30 weeks.
Okay. And then you're filing on his behalf as
Yes.
his mother. And so you have signing authority on behalf of your son.
Yes.
Okay. And are both you and your son citizens of the United States?
Could you repeat that?
Okay, and are you and your son both citizens of the United States? Okay, and
Yes.
are you both residents of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then your son, was he diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did you leave and come back?
That's when something came back.
Pardon?
He had left and came back.
Okay, and was he diagnosed at the hospital within 24 hours of leaving the hospital, diagnosed post-hospital?
Post hospital.
Okay. And then what is your son's date of birth?
It's October 10, 2016.
Okay. And what is his age right now?
8 years old.
Okay. And then do you have a birth certificate for your son?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was affected by the baby formula?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and then for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your son's gender for me, please?
Yes, male.
Thank you. And then what is your son's first name?
DeJuan.
And can you spell that for me?
Yes, it's spelled D as in dog, E J U A N.
Okay. And then last name?
Dunlap,
And
spelled
then.
DUNLAP.
LAP. Okay, so I have his first name spelled DEJUAN, and I have his last name spelled DUNLAP.
Yes.
And does your son have a suffix to his name? Is he a junior, senior, the second, third, or no?
No.
Okay, and then, excuse me. And then what is your son's social?
Pardon me, I'm driving. I'm trying to
That's okay. Take your
gotcha.
time.
Trying to pick up. Can I give you the last four? Second and
That's
okay,
okay.
it's the last four is 5987.
5987.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your first name spelled LARTICIA. Is that correct?
Yes.
And
Yes.
then I have your last name spelled BAKER.
Yes.
Okay, and then for HIPAA purposes, again, can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, female.
Thank you. And then because you're signing on behalf of your son, what is your social?
My social, last four,
Sure.
7361.
7361.
Yeah.
And what is your date of birth?
7/21/1984.
Okay, I have July 21st, 1984.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I have an email address here for you. Your first name, last name at gmail.com. Is this correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and then I have your phone number as 804-625-7907.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
1951 Raven, spelled R-A-V-E-N, Street, Richmond, Virginia. Zip code is 23223.
Okay. And the street number is 1951?
Yes.
Okay. And then Raven, spelled R-A-V-E-N.
Yes.
Okay. And is there a apartment or building number, or it's just 1951?
This is 1951.
Okay. And then do you have any official documents showing you're the power of attorney over your son?
My name's on his birth certificate. I don't have it.
Okay. And then you mentioned your name is on his birth certificate. Is it just your first name and last name, or is there also a middle name?
Middle name also.
Okay, what is your middle name?
Ramisha. It's spelled R-O-B-M-E-S-H-A.
Okay, so I have R as in Roger, O as in Oscar, B as in boy, M as in Mary, E as in Echo, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, A as in Alpha?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, okay, and then during the pregnancy, were there any of the following issues? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, drug use, placenta insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV/AIDS, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. And was your son born premature?
Yeah.
Okay, and what state was he born in?
Richmond, Virginia.
Virginia, okay. And was your child diagnosed in the NICU?
Yeah.
Okay, and what was the approximate dates when he was admitted into the NICU?
He was in the NICU for birth.
Okay, and what is his date of birth again?
10/10/16.
2016. And when did he leave? When was he discharged from the NICU?
He stayed there 13 days, so around the 23rd,
if 13.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, and then, so, let's see, and so, was he, and when he was in the NICU from October the 10th to October the 23rd, is that when he was diagnosed with NEC, or was he diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. So then did he leave the hospital and come back, or he stayed in the NICU and was diagnosed?
So it was after he left, because the diagnosis date was the 28th.
Okay, the October 28th was his diagnosis date. Okay, let me see if there's... Okay. Okay. And then what was your son's full name what is your son's full name on his birth certificate?
Dewan. Middle name, Lamar, spelled L-A-M-A-R, Dunlap.
Okay. D-U-N-L-A-P. And then how much did he weigh at birth?
3.9 pounds.
Okay, 3.9 pounds. Okay. So 3 pounds, 9 ounces.
Excuse me.
3 pounds, 9 ounces.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then, when did he first start using the baby formula?
10/10/16.
10/10/2016. And when did they last give him the baby formula?
The 21st. It was two weeks.
So then 14 days. So 14 plus 10 would be about 24. Does that sound right? Or do you think it's the 21st?
About right.
Okay. And then when did you learn of a possible connection between the baby formula that your child received and the NEC diagnosis?
The 27th.
Okay.
She got the test done on the 27th.
Okay, October 27th of 2016.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the time between him consuming the formula and his diagnosis?
Could you repeat that?
What was the time between him consuming the formula and his diagnosis of NEC?
He was having abdominal pain, vomiting,
Okay. And was it green vomit? So did your son have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Low body temperature? Green, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And did your son have green vomit?
Yes.
Okay. And did he have apnea?
No.
Did he have hypotension?
No.
Did he have bradycardia?
No.
And did he have a swollen, red, or tender belly?
Yeah, tender belly.
Okay, tender belly. And was your son fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Fed formula. Okay. Was he fed formula?
Yeah, was he fed formula or fortifier?
Formula, fed formula.
Okay, was fed formula. And then what was the, so he was diagnosed the 28th, and he first started taking formula from birth on the 10th.
Yeah.
So was that about like 2 weeks time between usage and his injury?
Okay.
And then do you have any copies of medical records for your son, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yeah. I don't have it right on hand.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Just make sure you hold on to them. And what treatments or medical procedures did your son undergo due to NEC?
Go ahead.
did he have antibiotics?
Yes.
Did he have a blood transfusion?
No.
Did he have assisted ventilation?
No.
Did he have a Penrose drain?
No.
Did he have an exploratory laparotomy?
Yes.
Did he have ostomy surgery?
No.
Okay. Did he have a PICC line?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And when was your son last treated for NEC-related issues?
It's been about probably like when all that was going on, that was only.
Okay, so in 2016.
Yeah.
Okay, and after he was discharged from the hospital, did he ever return to the hospital for any NEC issues, like later in the year, November, December, or no?
No.
Okay. Okay. So then, let's see. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed him with NEC?
The diagnosis doctor was Kara Summer.
Kara Summer. And Dr. Kara Summer, was she out of the Virginia Commonwealth University Hospital?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And Summers, do you recall how to spell that?
Yes, S-O-M-E-R-S.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Kara's with a K?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And then was Dr. Kara Summers the treating doctor as well, or did your son see another doctor who treated him?
No, she was the treating doctor.
Okay. So she was the treating and the diagnosing doctor?
No, that diagnosis doctor was, his name was Gregory McHugh.
Dr. Gregory Mick, M-I-C-K?
M-C-H-U-G-H. G-H, I believe.
Okay. Thank you. And was Dr. Gregory McHugh out of Virginia Commonwealth?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I might have had it backwards. That Mike was, Kara was the diagnosis doctor, and McHugh was the
treating.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I'll switch that. And everything was done at the same.
Same. Yeah.
Okay. And then, were there any abdominal surgeries performed, or did your son experience a swollen abdomen with discoloration?
He had the abdominal surgery.
Okay. And did he have intestinal-related surgery?
No.
Okay.
That one.
Okay. And did he experience a swollen or and discolored abdomen?
It was a little swollen.
Okay. And then do you recall the bell staging of NEC that your son had?
The staging?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that's okay. Can you describe any symptoms that your son had?
Yeah, so he had the abdominal pain, yellow vomit, body temperature, and bloody stool.
Okay. Yellow vomit, okay. And how is your son doing now?
He's doing okay. He just have his age range delay.
Okay.
As far as activeness.
Okay.
Development issues.
Okay.
And then his leg might be off from a few inches from the other one.
Okay. Growth issues, leg growth issues?
Yes.
Okay. Leg growth issues. And does he require any medical care for the NEC diagnosis today?
No.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave?
No.
Okay. That's fine. And then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just want to make sure I have everything spelled correctly before I send over the documents.
Okay.
So I have your first name spelled L-A-R-T-I-C-I-A. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I have your last name spelled B-A-K-E-R.
Yeah.
I have the last four of your social as 7361.
Yes. Yeah.
And I have your date of birth as 07/21/1984.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then I have your son's first name spelled D-E-J-U-A-N.
Yeah.
Is the J capitalized or it's J?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's capitalized.
Let me fix that. Okay. And then his middle initial, what was that again?
L, as in Larry.
L, okay. And his middle name was Lamar, L-A-M-A-R?
Yeah.
And last name spelled D-U-N LAP?
Yeah.
And the last four of his socials, 5987?
Yeah.
Okay. And I have his date of birth as October the 10th, 2016?
Yeah.
Okay. And he was, his gestational age at birth was 30 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. And I have that he was diagnosed with NEC October 28th of 2016?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then I have your mailing address as 1951 Raven Street, Richmond, Virginia, 23223.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then I have your middle name as Robmesha.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records.
Okay.
You'll see a form that allows them to contact you, their retainer agreement. You're filing on behalf of your son as his guardian. You'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. I just sent that over. Let me know when you see that come through.
Okay. Yes, I have it.
Okay. Go ahead and open that up.
All right.
Okay. And I'll stay on the line in case you have any questions.
Okay. Hold on.
And does everything look right? The spelling of your son, the capitalization?
Yes.
Okay.
See it. See it. Okay. So I just signed everything, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, it's finished.
Okay.
That's it?
Let me see. Give me one second. Okay.
Okay. Do you need to turn off it? Okay.
Yep, I see it here. You are all good to go.
Okay.
So the next step is you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from our law firm.
Right.
They'll be calling from a 909 number.
Okay.
If you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just make sure you get back to them as soon as possible, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.